queue.
You saw it. You went for the queue. Rabbi Moshe Wolberg.
The vart we said over, I think, in the past, maybe more than once. We begin with, we say every day in the David Hashem Eri V'Yishi, that's what we, by Ashkenazim is this, in the Svardim, they say Slichas during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, during El, starting from Rosh Chodesh El. But the Ramah brings that we say, the Ashkenazim, they say the David Hashem Eri and Lo Shefer. So he just tells us, we said this in the past, maybe more than once. Mshat in L'David Hashem Oiri V'Yishi Mimi Ira Hashem Mois Chaya Mimi Efchot. So we say the name Hashem twice, Hashem Oiri V'Yishi Mimi Ira Hashem Mois Chaya Mimi Efchot. And the first time we say that Hashem is Oiri V'Yishi, He's my light and my help, and therefore Mimi Ira. And then we say again, Hashem Mois Chayai, Snachazach, and therefore Mimi Afchot. So the question is, what is the difference between Oiri V'Yishi and Mois Chayai? What is it between the first Hashem and the second Hashem? And what is the difference between Ira and Afchot? There's three differences. Havaya Oiri V'Yishi Mimi Ira. And Hashem Mois Chayai Mimi Afchot. So the beer is Azoi. It's Yudua. It's negay also to the Hemshech, maybe we want to speak about a little bit. That in Shem Havaya, there's two Madregas. There's a Madrega that's called Havaya de Leila, and there's a Madrega that's called Havaya de Letato. It's a higher Madrega of Shem Havaya, and a lower Madrega of Shem Havaya. So it's discussed in Kabbalah, and Chassidus also discusses it. Now, we say also in the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachman, we say Hashem, Hashem. There's Hashem Kedem Achet, Hashem Lacher Achet. What's Pshat? When a person finds himself in this world, so there could be a concern. What's the concern of the world? The concern of the world is that the world is a Elam Acheshech. It's a Cheshech. Cheshech Yichas Oretz. And therefore, there's a question, are you going to know right from wrong? You're going to walk in this world. Are you going to know right from wrong? You're in this world. You have to do the right things. You have a mission in this world. The question, are you going to know right from wrong? That's one problem. There's another problem of this world is that we have temptations. And therefore, even if you know right from wrong, but not necessarily you will have that power or you will to be able to choose right from wrong, because you'll be very tempted to do wrong. Because that's maybe more tempting. So on that, and that's a fear, that could be something you'll be afraid of. So on that we start, we say, L'David, the Mizmor of David says, Hashem, Oiri V'Yishi, the Eibershter is my light and my help. There's no concern about knowing right from wrong, because the Eibershter gave us Teira, and Teira is called Teira Eir, and therefore it gives us the light to be able to see right from wrong. And the Eibershter is also Yishi, the Eibershter is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezrei. Ilmoli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezrei Niyocholei. Taki Yitzhahara is something that it's without the Eibershter you can't, Niyocholei. But he's also Yishi. So Mimela Havaya Eri V'Yishi. And that's Mimi Ira. So therefore there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be afraid of. You could rely that there's light and there's help. And Mimela you could go Lobetach Darkei. The problem, this is all Geretz. If a person is in the world and he's worried about a concern, or maybe there'll be a problem. But what happens if Chas v'Shalom, Rachmana Litzlan, a person is already l'achar achet? So it's not the pshat that he's afraid maybe he'll sin. But over here, there's another concern, that how am I going to, v'yitman aris krichen, how is a person going to get out of this matzav that he's already arangizunken in the chet? So on that comes another Madrega. That's the higher Madrega of Havaya. That's the first Madrega was Havaya Eri V'Yishi Kedemachet. But then there's a higher Madrega of Havaya, which that Havaya is not only Havaya, which gives Eri and Yishi, which obviously didn't help this Madrega at that point in time for whatever reason, But over here it's Havaya Mois Chaya. The Eibershter gives him strength. He gives him strength. Mitzad Hayim Adrega Havaya. He has the strength to be able to Kricharuis, to be able to get out of the matzav that he is now and do tshuva. And therefore it's Mimi Efchot. And that's the chilu between Ira and Efchot. Ira is brought down, Rashi brings down. The Ira is Min Arachekim. And Pachad is Min Akrevim. In English it would be this fear and this fright. So when a person is afraid, he's afraid of something. He's afraid of global warming. And then but he has a barking dog next to him. So he's not only he has yira, he has pachat. That's yishin pachat. That's fright. So male, when a person is in the first madrega, he's afraid. What's going to be? Will he be able to know right from wrong? Will he be able to choose right from wrong? That's a fear. That's a yira. Of a fear of a something in the distant. So we say, Avaya Eli V'yishi, and therefore there's nothing to be ira, there's nothing to be afraid of. Masha'inkin, the second in you, we're talking about a person that's already did Averis, and he sees his matzav. So over there, it's not only a ira, over there it's a pachat. Over there it's a pachat. So on that comes along the second pasuk, and the second part of the pasuk, the Sefer Dekra, and he says, Avaya, the higher madrega of Avaya, that's Mois Chaya, and therefore, there's nothing to be have a pachad either as well. So I'll call upon my yetsimi analysis that something we discussed also many times in the past, that tshuva is connected to a higher madrega nalikus than teira mitzvahs, and that's why tshuva could correct things that through teira mitzvahs you did wrong. How could you correct it? The answer is because you reach an ahayim madrega. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more. Say behemshech lehanau, behemshech, we say like this, in this week's parsha is the parsha of Gerishin, the parsha of Kiika Chishisha, v'hayim leisimtzach u'ba'olav, v'hayim leisimtzach heim be'enov, is v'kosev la sefer krisus, v'nosin b'yod, v'shilchim b'beis. So this is the parsha of Gerishin. Since I'm not, there's a few points in Gerishin which we find abyssal modern. The pasuk says, v'nosin la sefer krisus. You should give her a sefer of krisus, of cutting off. The Gemara learns out from the word krisus, that a get has to be a dover hakedes b'nei levino. It has to be something which completely severs the relationship between the husband and the wife. If l'moshel there's a t'nai in the get, and that t'nai is an eternal t'nai, amenashel itelchi lebeis ovich le'elam, it's an eternal t'nai, so therefore there's always a kesher between the two. The t'nai is mekasher them, so that's not a good get, because it felt in krisus. It's felt in krisus. So a sefer krisus has to be something which completely severs the relationship. On the other hand, we learn out that since it says sefer krisus, so sefer krisus means that the get has to be somewhat similar to a sefer teira. In what way does it have to be similar to a sefer teira? Different things. It has to be sirtut. It has to be arka yasem irachbe. Different dinim, which we learn out that a get has to learn out from a sefer teira. It has to be a sefer teira. The shaila is lechure pashtus, and say it's not a shaila. When you're learning Gemara, it's not a shaila, it's not a kasha. Zeidin din, the ain din nachadin. But in havanas advarim, samad nazach, the union of a sefer teira, the whole union of teira, the Rambam says linit na teira ella lasi shalom beilam. The whole union of teira is peace, and peace is connecting things. The union of agdus, the whole union of teira is to connect. To connect the Eibershter with the world, to connect people with each other. So here we have a get, which the whole union of get is davar akedus b'nei levino. The whole union of a get is to separate two people. And on the other hand, this get has to be a sefer krisus demar lo a sefer teira. The Gemara says nachmer a sefer echad amar achmanav leish nesvarim. The din is a regular sefer teira could have two gilyanis. It always has two gilyanis. More many gilyanis. In other words, it's not one piece of parchment. You can't have a one piece of parchment. You sew the parchment together. There's dinim how you have to sew it with gidim. But you sew them together. A get has to be with one piece of parchment. one piece of paper, one piece of parchment. In other words, it can't be sewn together. It has to be a psad dover echot. So the churips, amad namaisa, you have a get, the union of a get is krisus, and on the other end, the get has to be a pesdemel, a sefer teira, and it has to be a sefer echot amar achman. Amad nazach. That's a mad nazach. Another mad namaisa is, another peculiar thing is, that all the halachas of Hilchis Kedushin, we learn out of the parsha of Gerushin. Some mad nazach. There's a pasuk. The parsha is Gerushin. So how do we know? The Mishnah says Yisha Niknas b'Sholish Drachim b'Kesef b'Shtaru b'Biyah. How do we know it? So in this parsha, the parsha of Gerushin says Ki Yikach Ish Isha uba'ola, and then it says that you give her a get, and then it says V'Yotze V'Hoisa. So we learn out from Ki Yikach, we learn out Kesef and Kichel b'Kesef, Kichel Kichem is the Ephraim, and then uba'ola we learn out Biyah. And then from V'yotzev Ha'isa, we learn out the union of shtar. That's how, that, the whole. So the whole dinim of kedushin we learn out from Gerushin. Samod nezach. The Torah wants to teach us the din of kedushin. Lechura the tachlis lach kedushin, not Gerushin. So the Torah should tell us to get married. How to get married? There should be a parsha telling us how to get married. And then there should be another parsha that, unfortunately, if that marriage didn't work out, so there's an alternative of a get. But over here, the Torah is telling us the parsha of Get. And the Revila, Derech Agav, in the parsha of Get, the Torah is teaching us the parsha of Kiddush. Amod Nezach. Amod Namais. Amod Namais. That's number one. One more Amod Nezach is that we find that Mesechta Gittin is before Mesechta Kiddush. The question is why? So the Rambam, basically, there's all kinds of Pirushim and the Weltzogt. Aber, what's Taka the reason? What's Taka the reason? So the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayot, because the Pasuk says V'yotze V'hoisa. So the Pasuk first speaks about Gerushin and then speaks about Kedushin. So from V'yotze V'hoisa, so Memela, I'll say they're not Pasuk. But the question is, the Pasuk starts off with Ki Yikachish, Yaivet says the Kash. The Pasuk starts off with Ki Yikachish Isha, which is Kedushin. So, and that's Kedushin Al Yidei Kesef, which is Stam Kedushin Givein Lachiz Al Yidei Kesef. So the Rambam is saying that the Rabbeinu HaKadosh went beside the Pasuk of V'yotze V'hoisa. What's with the Ki Yikachish Isha, which talks about Kedushin, which is before V'yotze? What's Pshat? These are the three shailas we're asking about Gerushin. What's this idea of Sefer Echad? What's this idea that all dinam of Kedushin we learn out of Gerushin? And what's this idea that the Pash, the Masechta Gittin is before Kedushin? Because of V'yotze V'hoisa. But the Chorot says Kiika. The Maisa is, it's your dua, that the union of Gittin and Kedushin, the union of Kedushin, is Be'emes, the Iker union of Kedushin and Gerushin is between the Eberster and Gittin. And this is something really, though in today, the, you know, they use the word paradigm shift. There's a new word. So, I mean, there's certain people, you know, when you learn things, so you learn things Be'pashtos, you know, we learn Halachas. And then we say, there's also the Inyan Lamaila. No, it's for a drasha. Kiilu we say, you know, there's Kedushin and Gerushin, real Kedushin and real Gerushin. And then there's also figurative Kedushin and Gerushin, which is Lamaila. I think that's the way the mentality of some people is. But the Amos is Fakert. That's, I'm saying, this is the paradigm shift. The Amos is Pun Fakert. That the Amos, the Inyan of Kedushin, the real union of Kedushin, the concept of Kedushin, when the Torah talks about Kedushin, is Kedushin between Yidden and the Eberstein. That's real Kedushin. And when he speaks about Gerushin, he also speaks about the Yidden and the Eberstein. There's a Loshna Shalom, that HaTorah Midaberes Belyenim, V'rimezes B'tachteinim. Some people say the Torah is talking B'tachteinim, and he has Remazim on Inyanim Shalomayla. The Amos is Fakert. The Torah be'etzem is the chlamayla. The Torah didn't start lamata. The Torah started lamayla. The Torah is the part of the Eberster himself. So when the Torah speaks about things, the Torah really is speaking about the inyanim the way they are lamayla. What's that really? In its original state, the Torah speaks about the inyanim lamayla. And lepeil mata, when the Torah came down into this world, so the Torah came down and speaks about inyanim the way they are lamata. But we always have to realize that the inyanim, the way they are lamata, is really a reflection of the inyanim, the way they are lamaila. It's not pshat. Lamaila is a reflection of lamata. It's fakert. The inyanim, lamata, are a reflection of lamaila. So memela, when you have a din that talks about the inyanim lamata, so we have to learn the din here in this world. But on the other hand, the emes of this din is the din the way it is lamaila. And it's reflected in lamata, in the inyanim, the way of lamata. I'm saying just that's a havanas advar. So the emes inyan of kedushin and gerushin, where's the emes inyan of kedushin and gerushin? Is between the Eibishter and Knesset Yisrael. B'yem chasuna say zumatn teira. Matn teira, that was the kedushin between the Eibishter and Yid. That's the kedushin between Eibishter and Yid. And golus. Golus is the inyan of gerushin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Tshuva Nitzachas, Yidden answered a Tshuva Nitzachas to the Eibishter Kaviyachol, and he said that once you divorced us, what claim do you have on us? So in other words, basically the Gemara is saying that the Inyan of Churban, the Inyan of Churban and the Inyan of Golus, they represent the get. That's the get. Heim b'pish'eichem shulcha imchem. The Inyan of get was Golus. Is b'negeah the get of Golus, there's a Gemara and a Medrash. Interesting, the Gemara says in Yuma daf Peivov, Omar Rabbi Yechonon, G'deila Tshuva Shadecha Leisa Seshebeter. There is a Leisa Seshebeter that says that when a person in that parsha, in this week's parsha, that if a person marries a woman and then he divorces her, and then she gets married to someone else, so there's an isser, you're not allowed to remarry this woman that you were once married to. That's called magze grushasi. Leyuchel baylo harishin asheshilcha loshev lekachta. Lias leliyishat achash timo, whatever it was. That's the din. Achasher timo, yeah? Bikitzer. So that's the din. So the question is, lechura, the Eibishter divorced Yidden. The Eibishter married Yidden, mamatn teir. And then the Eibishter divorced the Yidden by the Churban. And then the Yidden went ahead and got involved in all kinds of other Avidazores, which is, so to speak, marrying another man. So the question is, how could the Eibishter take them back? And that's by Mislashon HaPosik. Hein yishalich ishes ishtei, v'holcha me'itei, v'hoyso li'ish acher. If a man divorces his wife, and she goes from him, and she gets married to someone else, Hayoshev Eileho Oid, could she come back? And then the pasuk concludes, Va'adzon Yisroim Rabim, Reim Rabim, you got involved in all kinds of things, and the Eibishter is still saying, yeah. So what's pshat? So Amar Rabbi Yechonon, G'day L'tshuva, also you have to understand, G'day L'tshuva, tshuva is a great zach, that through that, is doicha leisa sheshebeteira. Even though there's a leisa of leyoshev lekachta, but nevertheless, because of tshuva, you could override this leisa. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's one Gemara. In Yalkut Shemeni, in Yirmiya, capital beginning of Capital Gibel, he brings this awesome member of Rabbi Yechonon, and then he says, it says azoy, Amr lo. The Eibishter answers back, Yidden. Klum kosafti ele ish. Bahalik varnamar ki kela nechi vele ish. So what's the answer? The answer is, the din of leyuchel baila harishen is talking about ki kach ish isha. But the Eibishter is kela nechi vele ish. So the rules don't apply to me. That's what the Yalkut says. Klum kosafti ele ish. Kela nechi v'leish. So the chur is p'sashtikol stira. Before he said it's the tshuva is dechaleisa seshebeteira. Now he's saying ki kela nechi v'leish. The rules machadil don't apply to me. Machadil, the rules don't apply. Then the Yalkut continues and he says v'chigrusha at atam li beis Yisroel kei omar Hashem eiza sefer krisus imcham. So we have three Mamari Chazal. One Maimon Chazal that says, Dei L'tshuva, Shadech Leisa Shebetei. Sounds like there's a Leisa Sef, but Dei L'tshuva. Then the next Maimon Chazal says, Klum Kosav Eleish, Kelo Nechi V'leish. And the third Maimah Chazal that's telling us that where's the Sefer Chrisos? The Pshat, what's Pshat? What is the Pshat? So the answer is Azoy. And this is Behemshach to what we spoke about, the two Madregas of Shem Havaya, Ludovid Havaya Eidev Yishi, Ludovid Havaya Havaya Mois Chai. Pshat is Azoy. When you say in the relationship between the Eberster and Yidden, there's two levels of the relationship. There's a relationship which is called the relationship Hagoli, the Goli Dika relationship. And then there's a Pnimis Dika relationship, which is a Tifera relationship, which is higher than the relationship Hagoli. And Aldar is a Kaviyochel Lamaila by the Eberster. There's a Madreg on the Eberster, which Kaviyochel, which we say on the Eberster, that the Eberster is Hashem Ish Mulcham. The Eberster is a Ish. Al Dmus HaKisei Dmus Kemari Yodam. There's a concept, you speak about the Eberster, and you talk about him as an Ish. Which means we're talking about the Eberster, the way the Eberster is, Kaviyochel was Mitzamtzim himself, and he came down into the Madrega, which he has a relationship, Kaviyochel like an Ish. And then there's a higher Madrega, there's a Madrega which is called Kael Vileish. Over there is the Madrega where there's no Ish. There's no Ish. Mitzad, the Madrega of the Eberster, the way the Eberster is Ish. So over there, the relationship between Yidden and the Eberster is through Teira Mitzvahs. When a Yid does Teira Mitzvahs, so the Mele says he's doing right. And Kaviyocho, when he doesn't do Teira Mitzvahs, so then there's Geirishin. There's Geirishin from that Madrega. Because the relationship is based through Teira Mitzvahs. Yisroel, Yiraisen, Kuchibrichu, Kulachad. Through Yidden, through Teira becomes connected to the Eberster. So and if not, this is no connection. So that's Gerushim. B'pisheichem gur shilcheimchem. That's the end of shilchem. But then there's a tifer relationship, and there's a relationship between the Yidden and the Eberster, which is such a relationship, which means that that relationship bechlal mitzayich is the whole union of Gerushim, because over there the Yidden and the Eberster are one thing mamish. The whole union of Gerushim is shayches when you have two things. And you put together two things in the shilas to separate them. So they connected them and they separated them. Masha'in, when you're talking about a madrega, where over there it's not two things that are connected. Over there the pshat is it's one, the Eberster and Yidden are one thing mamish, the mamish one. So over there, pasnush shizog and the ganzen yin from Gerish. So when you say, g'day le tshuva, shedei chalesa se shebeteira, what's the pshat? The pshat is that g'day le tshuva, tshuva tu zuf. That it's Megala, that relationship with the Eberster, which Mitzad, that relationship, there was never a Gerish. There was never a Gerish. No, there's a Madrega of a Kedushin, which is a Kedushin, which can have a Gerish. And then there's a Madrega of a relationship, which over there is not Shachas relationship. So the Gdela Tshuva, which is Megala, but which is Dechalesa Shebeteira, what's that just Dechalesa Shebeteira? It too Zuf, that Mitzad, this Madrega, there was never a Gerish. And the Tuzuv the Madrega, where over there it says Kela Nechi Vileish. And therefore he asks, I say for Christus. There's no say for Christus. Mitzadam Madrega not Shaykhus say for Christus. That's the Pshat in that Maimer Chazal. Lefizeh we understand that the Pnimi Sinyon, when you learn about a get, so although a get on a Chitzenizdik level is the Azach of severing a relationship. But the pnimis of a get, lemaila, is not to sever the relationship, chas v'sholom, with the Eberster, but on the contrary, the pnimis of the get between the Yidden and the Eberster is in order to enhance, to make the relationship stronger. The pnimis of the get is guard the kedusha. The pnimis of the get is the sefer echad amar achmon of leishnei svar. In other words, that there becomes such a connection. By a sefer teira, you can have a connection, you have two yiris. So sof kol sof, it's not a one sefer teira, but it's made from two yiris. A get is a samisert oneness, which causes that it should be a sefer echad. So on a chitzenizik relationship, a get is an inyan of pirut. Masha'enkin on a pnimizik relationship, the whole inyan of get is to bring out achdus. And that is the pshat, Chazal say, it's a very hard thing to understand. Benigir the Chet Ha'egel, that Lohoye Yisrael Ruyim Leisi Maisa, the whole musik of the Chet Ha'egel wasn't Shaykhus, the Etzem, it didn't make sense that Yidden Shav Chet Egel. And the whole purpose of Chet Egel was in order to do tshuva, that Yidden should be able to do tshuva. That's what Chazal said. It's a hard thing to understand, because obviously there's Bchira and whatever. But the pnimius of any Yidden of Aveira, of Golus, the pnimius is that a Yid should be able to come to tshuva, and through the tshuva he should come to a madrega, which is higher than the sin. And Memele, he's able to relate to a darga which is higher than the darga that in that shaykh's gerish. It's interesting, you know, Mesechta Gittin starts with Amevi get memdinas hayam tzorich sheyemar b'fonei nichtav b'fonei nechtav. That's the beginning of Mesechta Gittin. And you know, and you learn yeshivas, things take very long. So you could spend like Chavez was a month on all these pratim of Amevi get dinas hayam tzorich sheyemar, all kinds of dinim in pratim of that din. Bepashtus, this din is l'chura, very very zaitik dinim sechta gittin. First, you have to know what a get is. When are you supposed to give a get? When shouldn't you give a get? Last Mishnah. When should you give a get? When shouldn't you give a get? That's the last Mishnah get. Then what a get is? How do you write a get? The dinim of a get. And you can send it through a shliach. And then there's another din. A maybe get mem dinas hayam. There's a din of tzara sheyemer b'fani nechtu b'fani nechtu. Medem fangtzer. This is how gittin starts. Mesechta gittin starts. In other words, hamevi gittin is him. We're already taking it for granted that there's a get and there's a shliach. And he's maybe getting to the Sayyam, so you have to start a shiim before you nechtem, before you nechtem. So it's a very, very zaitik din to start the beginning of the Masechta. I mean, Kedusha starts, Yishon Nichlis, Sholish Drachim. That makes sense. I'm telling you, how do you get a marriage? In the second Perek, Yish Mekadesh. Mashaykhin over here, Fank Menon. I may be getting to the Sayyam. So it's explained as Zoy. That the Amasin get is between the Eberstein and Yidden. How could there be a get between the Eberstein and Yidden? L'chura the Yidden is doch am krevei. Nochmer. The din is that in order to give a get, the get has to go out of the Rishus HaBaal and come into the Rishus HaYisha. If get biyodo u'mashicha biyodei and biyocha l'natke yatzle, it's not a get. So how could there be a get between the Eberstein and Yidden? So the answer is that hamevi get and din is hayam. That the only way there could be mechatchila get is because the Baal finds himself in Medina Sayyam. What does the Baal finds himself in Medina Sayyam? The Baal is the Ebersht. And Medina Sayyam represents, he finds himself very far, so far that he can get there only through a ship. Notice he's very far, because it's brought down that when Yidden do Avedis, so the Ebersht is Kaviyochel Solik Leila Leila. He goes very high. And Memele is very far. Why does the Eberster go very far? Because the Yid, the Eberster is the reflection of a Yid. So if a Yid does Averis, and he's Bepchinas Medinas Hayam, Eretz Yisrael is the union of Eretz, is Ratzah Solasis Ritzen Kene. He does what the Eberster wants. When you find yourself in Medinas Hayam, means you find yourself far from the Ratzah Solasis Ritzen Kene. So then the Eberster Kaviyachal Medinas Hayam. And that causes that there should be able to be a get. And what's the union of what's the tachlis of the get? The tachlis of the get is that there should be tshuva, and through tshuva you'll revere a relationship with the Eberster, which is even higher than the original relationship. That's the tachlis of tshuva. Another to bring this out, maybe it'll bring this out a little bit. There's a din shulchan aruch. Which is an interesting bir halacha in Simon Tov Kuf Peches in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. Go like this. The halacha is, we'll start from the beginning. In Gemara, there seems to be a stira. The Gemara says in Brachas that if a person is in the middle of davening and all of a sudden he has to be mafsik, Maim Shesim Araglov, whatever. So the din is that if he was sure Kedei Ligmer is Kula, so he's Chesel Rish. Because if he was Mafsik in the middle of davening, and he interrupted as long as the davening takes, so then he's Chesel Rish, he starts davening again. So a Hafsik is invalidates the davening. Does state in Mesechta Brachos. In Mesechta Rosh Hashanah, There's another Gemara, the Flamed Dalet. Over there, the Gemara says that if you heard the Teisha Koilis, the Teisha Shois, in 9 hours, you heard 1 hour, one Kail, a Tkiya, the next hour, a Shvarim, and the next hour, a Tkiya, v'chulu, v'chulu, so you're Yaitza. I l'churi, you were sure, k'dei ligmer is kula. So over here it says, shol k'dei ligmer is kula, is a problem. Over here, it doesn't seem to be a problem. So the Rishenim is the Kash. So there's a big machlekes of Rishenim. How do you answer this Kash? The Rif and the Rambam hold, push it. That the din in Masechta Brachos is a special din in Hilchos Tefillah. In Shemini Esrei. Anything other than Shemini Esrei, there's no din of Hefsek. There's no such a thing. Krishma, Bechzamozin, Halil, Tkiya Shefer. There's no music called Hefsek. The whole music of Hefsek that you are Mafsek, B'shoah, even B'dibur, even Shoah is not, doesn't exist only by Davin. There's no, it doesn't invalidate, a Hefsek doesn't invalidate only by Davin. That's what the Rif and the Rambam hold. Tesis and the Rosh hold, not like that. Tesis and the Rosh hold, it depends how the Hefsek was made. If the Hefsek was made through willingly, Beratzen. You did it Beratzen or Beinus. If it was a Hefsek, which you had to be Mafsek, you didn't have a choice. So then that Hefsek is called a Hefsek because it was a Hefsek. Masha'en came, if it was a Hefsek that you did, it was a voluntary Hefsek, it was something you chose to be Mafsek, it wasn't something. Then that Hefsek is not called a Hefsek. That's what the that's the Shitas HaTesus V'Rosh. The Mechaber, Simon Samachay, I think, Paskins, like the Rambam and the Rif, that the holding of Hefsek only applies to Tefillah, not to Krishma. Krishma, there's no problem of Hefsek. No, the Ram, he Paskins, there's no problem of Hefsek. And the Ramah Paskins, like the taste of the Rosh, that there is a problem. If it's Beinus, it's a Hefsek. So it comes out two in Yonah. In other words, Moshul, B'negeya davening, so it comes out, according to the Tesis and the Rosh, it's only a Hefsek, there's a Kula and a Chumra here. According to Tesis and the Rosh, even by davening, it's only a Hefsek if it was an involuntary Hefsek. It was a voluntary Hefsek, it's not considered a Hefsek, on one hand. On the other hand, that Hefsek is even by Krishma and other things. Masha'in came, the Rif holds that by Tefillah he's more Machmer, because he holds even a voluntary Hefsek is also a Hefsek. That's what the Rif holds. Masha'in, on the other hand, he's Mekel, that by Krishma and other things, there's no Musik or Hefsek. That's the Machlek, is the Chaber Ramah, we pass it, that you have to be Mach. You have to be Mach. It's the, what's called an involuntary Hefsek? What's called an involuntary Hefsek? This is the Shita of the Rosh. So, and that is also 2 days. Is the involuntary Hefsek, as long as it's involuntary, you had no choice. As someone was standing on top of you with a gun, you had no choice. You couldn't be mamsha. That's involuntary. Or involuntary means only if there's something wrong halachically. For example, you find yourself in a place which is not clean, or you're yourself in a massive of not clean. And notice that's called involuntary. But if there's a situation where there's an external cause which is causing this involuntary hefsek, that's called a voluntary hefsek. That's the Magen Avraham brings 2 days. The Alter Rebbe also brings both days, and the Magen Avraham is machriya that an involuntary hefsek is only a hefsek that's halachically a hefsek. In other words, that you halachically cannot continue. So that's called an involuntary hefsek. That's dosh state. In Simon Samachay Berach. Yes, Samachay. It's in Tov Kuf Peches, which is in Hilchis Shefer. The Mechaber brings the din of the Gemara, that if you blew Shefer 9 kalis in 9 hours, so you were Yetzah, because there's no problem. There's no problem of Hefsek. There's no problem. 9 hours is fine. As long as there were no kalis in between, there were other kalis, whatever, the old dinim. But that's not a problem. Talking, being quiet is not a problem. Comes the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that's only if it was a voluntary Hefsek. But if it was an involuntary hafsik, so then you should have to reblow the shayfa. Only a voluntary hafsik is not a hafsik. But an involuntary hafsik is a hafsik. The say is based on the din of the magna of the we paskin, we machmer like the tesis and like the rush, that an involuntary hafsik is a problem. Okay. He asks the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halach, he says he doesn't understand. He says the Mogavram paskind that an involuntary hafsik is only a hafsik that you did halachically. In other words, if there's an involuntary hafsik because someone's stopping you, that's not called an involuntary hafsik. An involuntary hafsik means a hafsik that you can't continue because halachically you're in a situation where you can't daven. So that's called an involuntary hafsik. You can't say Krishna, you can't say Birch Samosan. That's called an involuntary hafsik. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha is asking, where could there be a heichatimtza of an involuntary hafsik legabe kiyashefer? Where could there be an involuntary hafsik legabe kiyashefer? Bishleim davening, if you find yourself in a place that's not clean, you're not allowed to daven. But the Mishnah Berurah was assuming, namingon bepshitas, where does it say that you have to blow shayfer in a place that's clean? What happens if a person finds himself in a place where you're not allowed to daven? It's not a mokim noki. A person's ill. A person finds himself in a place where you're not a mokim noki. You're not allowed to daven there. You're not allowed to say a bracha there. Mevuyis hametunafis. Where you're going on chveis, you're going on Rosh Hashanah, and you're trying to be mezaki yidden with shayfer, and you go to the hospital, and there's a yid there that has to hear shayfer, but unfortunately he has a bedpan there. And so you can make a bracha there, maybe you can make a bracha wherever. Could you blow shayfer over there in a place where you're not allowed to daven? Could you blow shayfer in the street for another yid? Mevuyis hametunafis. Are you allowed to blow shayfer? So the Mishnah Berurah, he took on bepshitas, why not? Where does it say not? So if not, if there's no iser to blow shayfer in any place, so how could there be a din of an involuntary hafsik by shayfer? Nor since the Magen Avraham paskens that the gather of an involuntary hafsik is only if it's involuntary hafsik. That's why paskin samachay that it's only if it's involuntary hafsik al pi halacha. So how could there be an involuntary hafsik legabi shayfer al pi halacha? Asks the Mishnah Berurah. That's what he asks. And Memela, based on that, Hitaka says that maybe he says, first of all, he says, if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, so you have to be mechavel l'shem mitzvah. So maybe if you're in a place that's not a mokim noki, you can't be mechavel l'shem mitzvah. He's matering zach. Then he says, another word, that since it's a mitzvah, so it's avedas Hashem. So avedas Hashem could not be done in a place where it's not a mokim noki. Knows he's being mechadish. Knows they say it's not the retrazeh. What we see here from the Bir Halacha is that his muskel rishon was that there's no problem, and therefore he had a kashi. Didn't understand the Magen Avraham, and based on that he's being mechadish. Not like his muskel rishon must say based on this Magen Avraham that there is a iser to so to speak blow shayfer in a place that's not a mokim noki. What could be the iser? So he's saying the iser is he's matrin zach. The emes is the Alter Rebbe. We're saying the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, which normally he also brings the Magen Avraham and Simus Samachay. He's machriya like the Magen Avraham, but on the other hand, in Hilchis Tovku Peches, the Alter Rebbe doesn't bring that Magen Avraham. The Alter Rebbe brings that there's hefsik, that you can be mafsik during Kiyur Shefer, and it's not a problem. The Alter Rebbe Taka doesn't bring that shtikel Magen Avraham that if the hefsik was ba'inus, if the hefsik was ba'inus, then it is a hefsik. I lechur, that's the din. The Alter Rebbe brings that din in Simon Samachay. So the answer is bepashtus, because the Alter Rebbe was Taka Choshesh for this shaila. I'm just assuming now. But the Alter Rebbe Lechura had the same kasha that the Bir Halacha had, and based on that, he takes it in paskal like that Magen Avraham. I'll call it. He doesn't bring down the Magen Avraham. So Meila Kemen Efsharu is zogin that Kila there's a machlekas. There comes in there's a shtikel machlekas. Could you blow shayfer in a makim that's not that you're not allowed to daven? According to the Alter Rebbe, Lechura you could. And that's why the Alter Rebbe Taka doesn't bring that Magen Avraham. And on the other end, the Magen Avraham, Lechura, which says that there's a Musa called Enos, Lechura, the only way to answer is, I mean, the question is the only way, but Lechura, you have to answer like the Mishnah Berurah, which is a Chidush, that you can't blow Shefer in a Makkah, which is not a Makkah Naki. So we're being married over here, it says Lechura Machlekas, that was a good Sach to know. But now we ask another Shabbos. Yadua, that the Inyan of Tkir Shefer is brought down in Kabbalah and Chassidus, that Tkir Shefer is the highest Madrega where a person can reach. In other words, the Inyan of Tkir Shefer is called the Kola Primo, the Leishtama. A person is crying out to the Eberster in the highest possible level, which in the Tzachas is on, which is higher than davening and higher than krishma and the whole binyan amalchus sechves, the whole idea that the Eberster becomes a melech is all happening through the tkir shefer, the pnimis akel, the pnimis akel. So the chura, the way it's coming out by us is that this inyan of tkir shefer, which is the pnimis akel of a yidn, he's calling out to the Eberster, so that you're allowed to do in a besakisei. You're allowed to do that in a place which is hepechatar. You're not allowed to daven, which lechura davening is not so like kir shefer. And kir shefer you're allowed to. So the answer is, based on what we're speaking about here in his sentence, when you're talking about a madrega of davening, which davening is a certain limited madrega in connection between the Yid and the Eberster, so there could be a certain matzev where that matzev prevents you from being able to daven. Because the davening is smart, is you can't say Hashem's name. But then there's a connection between a Yid and the Eberster, which that connection is such a connection where there could be nothing that could prevent your connection. Even the fact that you find yourself in a place which is Lechura Mikemes HaMetunafim, where you're not allowed to say the name of the Eberster, so over there, Fakert, over there you could bring out something which is tiffer than what you can bring out through Davin. Which is similar to the Bavus Tevar that says in Chassidus, that we say Mei Da'ani in the morning before Negel Vasa. Why do we say Mei Da'ani in the morning before Negel Vasa? Because since it doesn't have the Shemus HaKdeshim, so in Meila you're allowed to say it even when you're dying before you wash Negel Vasa. But in Chassidus it says that the Mei Da'ani of a Yid, the Tifkeit of the Mei Da'ani of a Yid, is something which all the Tumas in the world is not going to be able to stop. Because the Meidane of a Yid is the tifa connection between a Yid. There's Madregas where a person says names, all kinds of Meidane of a Yid is the tifa connection of a Yid to the Eberster, the Meidane lefanecha. That level of connection from the Yid to the Eberster, which is a Yid, which overrides any types of tumor. Al derech zeh, the Indian of Tia Shefer could even be Bemekemes Atunofus. And Dafka, when Megala, that Madreg of the Yid, so that connects a Yid to the Eberster, which is higher than even being connected, because he's one thing with the Eberster. Aksiva v'aksimateva.